held with our state legislators.
And above that, I don't know if we have anything else that's going on.
We did regionally agree not to review the pedestrian priorities every year. That review is a pretty lengthy process. It's the same one that you go through with road and bridge. And so rather than, and the pedestrian projects don't change that much. So every other year now at the SimCog area, we'll review pedestrian, but every year we'll continue to prioritize road and bridge. And I'm pretty confident with our system of scoring and how we have our priorities, it shows well in that kind of competition. So I think we're on the right track there. We just need to know that we don't have to mess with the pedestrian stuff. The only other thing is we talk a great deal about road and bridge, but I will tell you what a part of the transportation mix here is going to be air. And air is coming along really well with Frontier announcing connections to Chicago and Dallas. And this is O'Hare and DFW. So before when we were doing Midway with Southwest, where you go into the smaller airports in these communities, that's no longer the case. We are going to the large, so there will be a lot of connectivity. This afternoon at 3 o'clock, I've got an air service development meeting. There will be more coming that's in phase. And it won't be announced after this meeting, but there is additions that will come on here too. And VIA Airlines to Austin is still, VIA has been around a while, and its performance in its early days were not very good, but they're coming along and getting it right. So that's a really good option. So just stay tuned for all that stuff. There is a goal for year-round service. That will be in the cards here coming up too, rather than just having season service. So I think that's it. And there are other major airlines, legacy carriers, but other major airlines that are looking at Branson. So a lot more good stuff with air transportation to come, so you can stay tuned for that. But the best way that we can ensure this works is everybody that lives here use this too, rather than drive someplace else to get on an airplane. So that's the story on that. The state freight plan, it's kind of, Ron's not here, but it is up for comment right now. Again, with everything we have going on, this is just a matter of, we just don't have enough people to keep an eye on rail, keep an eye on all of these other things. But do know that the state, and Ron is concerned because the state freight plan is only something like $9 million. And he can't believe out of all of the funds that we're spending, that only $9 million is on more than most. Oh, I'm sorry, that's what it is. It's a relatively small amount. So that's all the regional stuff that's on there.
I'd say most of freight is privatized, so that budget probably is almost exclusively Amtrak. So
if we can get the expressway close enough to the Hollister end of this, by the way, closer to the wastewater plant than that original alignment, if we can get it back to that, first of all, we can take all of that stuff that we're hauling in out of the wastewater plant out to the expressway. But we have an approved rail transfer site on the rail line there. And we have tried to get it south, and the railroad will not approve it. And there's too many, you can't have a siding and a switch where there's a curve in the track. Well, if you look down there, there's nothing but curves in the track. But right there by the wastewater plant, they've approved a rail transfer site, but we can't bring all those tractor trailers through downtown, old downtown Hollister. We have to go out to the south. If we can get that there, we could get a really good rail transfer point there, and it would work, and the railroad has already approved that. So there's more to the expressway than just simply commuter traffic back and forth. And like, again, we talked earlier about Ken Klein and Victoria Hart and all that. If we could get that expressway to where they could do an industrial park there, that would be a game changer. Property tax would occur to go to school. So there's a lot going on here with the expressway. So with that, I think that's regional stuff that I have for the TAC meetings. And there won't be a TAC meeting now next month. The next one will be in, let's see, next month will be February. March will be the next one, I guess, will be the next TAC meeting for us.
And Megan did say she's going to start fairly quickly on meeting with the counties and getting to their priorities. It's that process, so we start a little bit quicker each year. So.
And as we have that ongoing, we're in pretty good shape. We don't have to go out and rethink everything. But if there's changes, I think it's important that we do talk about that. Megan, she's in contact about each of these meetings. She has a conflict today, otherwise she would be here. So anyway, I think that's it.
Good. All right. Any other new business, anything you want?
Yeah, real quick. Yeah. Our contract to do your updates is we have to renew it, do a new contract every year. So I have that here that I need to get permission to approve it before I pick it in. I want to make sure you guys get this max not to exceed 5,000 is on the budget this year. So last year I think we only spent 4,500 of the 10 that was budgeted. So I actually got to have a problem with it before I took the commission and get signed on for another year.
You've got my approved in the budget. It's 5,000. Yes. Do we need a motion?
Do you have to? Yeah.
I'll make a motion to renew HDR's contract for a prioritization.
Have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
A motion, a second to renew HDR's contract for the matrix. Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same sign. Motion will pass.
Does this board got to do like planning and zoning your first meeting to re-elect? Or I'd be curious about
that. I don't know when they re-elect Chairman Green.
We can't even get a whole board.
That's
I have to know what the way it is, but I mean, if it needs to be done. And
no, I do. I think that's a good point. I do believe that we should at least nominate back to the commission, the chairman at least, and maybe
assistant.
Yeah, so if the chairman's out, somebody else to run the meetings. I guess I would ask Doug, are you willing to serve again?
Yes, sir.
Randy,
I'll make that nomination. You keep being as chairman.
Okay, before we make that nomination, would you be willing to serve as vice chair?
Yes.
Okay, so I'm kind of running this because this is a little different than what you guys did. I would make a motion to accept that by acclamation. So that means a unanimous vote to accept those two as those officers unless somebody else wants to be in one of those positions.
Checking their teeth over.
Okay, so I'm making a motion to accept that slate by acclamation. We have a second. So we have a motion second. Any discussion about that? Mr. Chairman, hearing none.
Motion will pass.
Well,
oh, I'm sorry. No, those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Same side. Motion will pass.
Congratulations to you too. Thank you for serving.
Thank you. If there's nothing else, do we have a motion to adjourn?
Move to adjourn.
No second.
With this seconded, all those in favor of adjourning?
Aye.
18, 12.
I'm doing great.
I retired at camp. Nobody won. I don't know why.
Absolutely.
This is our latest update.
417677.
Chad's